Rosh and Oyster Talib. A lot of points over here also. We'll take them one by one. Mishrachik mina schoik mina kas. Person should distance himself from schoik. Joking. Mina kas, anger. Kimabal ruche, but that's just a lot of both these have elements that they get a person that he's not in control and balance. He's not keeping a real balance and focus of how he should respond to something. The person's in a situation where he gets too giddy, he might end up saying something that he doesn't want to say, and that will damage a relationship, and that could end up damaging a relationship for a long period of time. The person's chaos also, he's not keeping his wits about him, and he's focusing on what he had, the right thing to say or to do, end up doing something which could damage. The person should be able to Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly with the meter of Ava. The person should commit himself to be careful. The rush was running for himself. The person running around himself, he should not loop any of these elements he's undertaking to do. He should be careful to do them. There's a piece from Yaakov Zatzal. The Yaakov made a cheshbon that he's referring to the oasis which are coming up beyond this. Fascinating point that the oasis is starting at the oasis chafei is le'el, if he starts to ahoy b'kadosh baruch hu, that's with an olive. Chavav is leaf toyach, so the bays, and it goes onwards, etc. The harchik gaiva v'kas, stay away from gaivas, gimel midrash shachotirchok, the dober husar mimcha, it keeps going by the olive bays. From this point onwards, you're going to go with the olive bays through the olive bays. That's referring to, he's saying, he's writing now like a set of a special kabbalas he wants to commit himself to do, and he's introducing them in the upcoming oasis. Let's go back to the good of schoik. Schoik is an interesting thing. Chazal say schoik kalas rosh and begilin mis adam laveira. It brings a person to la erva. The more says shkin is not sharp. Lo mitach schoik. The word talks of harbor by the side. This is harbor schoik. Also, malas piv schoik by lamazer. Okay. There's also Gemara that Gemara says that there are certain Amoraim that they would start to share with the Mitzvah of the Bedichasa. They would start off with something which would with this, sort of a joke, something light to open up the minds of the Talmidim, and then they would say the Shir. So it's this horrendous thing that, you know, which it's like, you know, he says Yisrachik Minaschoik. It's one of the things which you're supposed to be Misrachik from. So then why was the Mitzvah which was used by the Gemara says that Rava used that in the Shir? So what is the nakuda of schoik, of humor? Let's say the sura chutz from the sinus of Avodah Zarah. What is the nakuda? The nakuda is that the goal of schoik is to take something which is serious and make it not serious. The goal of is to cut something down to size. And I think, you know, a scenario which we naturally laugh at. There's a certain natural response of laughter to a certain scenario. So you have this company, there's this big CEO, and he has worth millions and millions of dollars, and he's a big kaisen, and he's very harsh on all of his employees, etc. And he has this one day he walks out from the office into his waiting into his big limousine over there, you know, and there's a banana peel on the sidewalk, and he slips and he falls. Everybody laughs. Why do they laugh? What's so funny? The person fell and they hit his head on the pavement. Like, why is it funny? Well, what's funny is because when we see something which is out of proportion, this person was bigger than life. He made himself bigger than his reality. And when it's cut down to size, it's cut down that act of getting back to something which is, we clearly see the elements of the disproportion being corrected. We find that this whole idea of being out of proportion funny. Sometimes it's very stressed to us at such a moment. So the process of cutting something down to size is the process of schoik. Chazal say litzinus is the surah, because litzinus is the act of cutting something down small, but it's not really small. Everything is important. You can't make litzinus because these things aren't little things; they're important things. Avodah zarah litzinus is mutter, because avodah zarah is taka nothing. Avodah Zarah is a big to-do about nothing. Right? So you make a big to-do about nothing, so you cut it down to size, you say it's taka nothing, that's correct. That's why Russian created Litzonis. One place where Litzonis is, or the meat of the schoik Litzonis is correct, is the same way we have this issue, the Avodah Zarah is bigger than life. Many people, not all, but many people, their challenge in life is they hold on themselves too much. Right? Their expectations of what they deserve to get in life. I deserve that my kids, when I snap my fingers, my kids say, how high? You know, I say, jump, they say, ready to go. That's what I deserve. And my wife, and my colleagues, and my chaverim, and my yeshiva, and my rebbeim, and the world, kuptamir. Yeah, it's a kuptamir. That's not the reality. And the person is able to laugh at himself. The ability to laugh at yourself is the ability to cut yourself down to size. Now, I thought I deserve X, Y, and Z, and it's not like that. It's not true. The ability to be comfortable with yourself, to be able to laugh at yourself when something goes not the way you want it. A person, you have this tyrant of a father, and you know, and every time they go on family vacation, it's like, you know, it's a whole, you know, he's pushing everybody and nobody gets out on time and he's yelling and screaming and pushing. But finally, this time it's not going to happen. And he puts every single kid to bed in their clothing the night before. And he wakes every single up at 6 o'clock in the morning, he shakes them out of bed, he gets them into the car. And they go, they drive 2 hours and the car breaks down. And it's the middle of nowhere and it's a Sunday and nobody responds. And you know, and they tell me, I will be with you in 5 hours. So they're saying that you either laugh or cry. I don't know why you cry. What's so funny? What's it to laugh about? Here's this guy had this major plan, and the plans are destroyed, and they're in the middle of nowhere, and you know, stuck sitting on a car on the wayside, and it's pouring rain. You know, with five little kids for the next 5 hours. What's funny? The act of cutting the guy down to size is funny. So, but a person can do that to himself and realize, you know, I thought I am God. I can control the world, get everything done the way I want to do it. It's not true. So that was my litzus of the bazaar about myself. That's a very healthy thing because it keeps us in our balance to recognize that we're not, you know, the cat's meow. You know, the world doesn't owe us any, have to pay us homage. Right? So it's a very healthy thing. Maybe it's pshat, I don't know whether it's Alpi Derech Drush or Alpi Derech Pshat, I don't know. Maybe the best way for a Rebbe to start a shir. Shir is a difficult place. The Rebbe says it's pshat, and somebody says they're pshat, they fight, they yell, they scream. You know, the Rebbe thinks he's right, and the Tzimun should listen to him, and the Tzimun think they're right, the Rebbe doesn't understand what he's talking about. Right? It's a good way to start off a shir with the ones of us. We're always saying, you know, let's not get our personal, there's no personal element in here. It's not me, because I'm the big rabbi, and I know what I'm talking about. Right? We're searching to find the Emes of Torah, and that's it. You start off with the Milsa of the Benichasa, we sort of calm the airwaves before we start. Let's get it out. Let's get my personal feelings out of the way. And now we can now relax. Let's enjoy the learning of the Torah. Problem is that a person uses this meat of schoik is to take and change the proportion of something, things which are serious, and we use it against them is very dangerous. You know, life, Baruch Hashem is a very nice. Life is a very serious business. There's tremendous what you have to accomplish in life. You know, there's certain times in a person's life, a person's more aware of that. Sometimes a person less aware of that. The person who's a late son, a person who's busy with schoik, he loses that balance of the awareness of how significant what he's dealing with is. You know, probably, you know, I don't know. I don't work in diamonds. But imagine at least the first time you go into the thing, and they send you on a delivery. You know, and you have this little envelope inside. There's about $50,000 worth of diamonds inside there. You carry it very carefully. You know, there's $50,000 worth of diamonds over here. You can't drop that. You can't lose it. You can't. You know, like there's a tremendous amount of pressure. You've been doing it for a while. You know, so the next thing, the guy's like making jokes. The first time he's not making any jokes while he's driving that car. He's delivering. He's busy focused on those diamonds. But if by the time he's been doing it for 100th time, you know, he's busy making jokes. Now, are the diamonds any less valuable now? No. And should he be careful? Yes. And maybe, but he's allowing himself to make the litzon, and sometimes it's not the right thing. He's not understanding the seriousness of what the endeavor that he's dealing with. Right? So obviously the person shouldn't be over tense. That's not my point. The point is that understanding that this is the process of losing the understanding of the value and the seriousness of what life is about. The Gaon writes, the Rebbe Shem, that being the Gaon writes that you can't. He's not a malif schoik piv b'olam hazeh, because he understands that this is a world which is a very serious business. This world, you can't move him from his understanding of the seriousness of what life has. He has to accomplish in life. There'll be a merely schoik piv. We'll look back, and all of the things which were out of proportion in this world, the other things which didn't make any sense. You know, the people which were big, really weren't big, and they thought they were chashev, and they really weren't chashev, but they had power, and etc. And the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to straighten it all out, and it's going to be the last laugh. The last laugh is on them. That's not going to be very funny. So we'll be able to have a merely schoik piv. We'll really enjoy looking back at the people getting everything balanced out. The people which thought they were, you know, deserved, and the countries and the kings and the powers, and they're nobodies and they're nothings. And the whole thing was a joke was on them. That's going to be funny. That's what we're going to really enjoy, the laughter. The problem is that a person has to understand life is very serious. At the same time, many times that we. And the process of growth of a person, it's very healthy to be able to not take everything as serious, because the pressure and the tension which we can create in ourselves is overwhelming for us. You have to have a very strong person, a very healthy person who can handle tension and pressure. So the solution is, you make a little joke out of it, and then the person is able to relax and go weiter and handle it. So it's a very, very powerful tool. And when it's used properly, it's a very, very healthy tool. And used improperly, it's a very dangerous tool. And you have the people which, you know, they don't take things serious. When they should take it serious, they make a joke out of it. So you can't get the message across there, because they're busy not recognizing the seriousness of the issue. So it's a very important balance. So the issue over here is, it's mavalba rucha without the shalom. It takes you out of balance. It takes you, you lose focus of what's how much I have to focus on something, because I'm not in this mode of understanding the understanding it properly. When used properly, it's a tremendous tool. Used improperly, it can be very damaging.